Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people.
Welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am so excited. We're coming up on Easter, but outside of that, I'm looking outside my window here in Las Vegas. It is simply beautiful, clear. The sky is like such a just beautiful. Anyway, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'd like to thank you in advance for calling us. But if you'd like to call in and spend some time with us, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Again, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Jump in on this and come and spend some time with us. Well, let's start out, first of all, by doing our regular homework. And that homework is for you to get you a cup of coffee. I've got mine. Get a glass of water, some tea, whatever it is to actually make you relax for the next, 27 minutes. As you know, when we ask you to relax, this is time just for you, for us, to spend some time together and to actually dialogue, you know, and to speak to each other, to lift each other up. And if there's any issues, you know what, let's work on them. Let's do it together. The other portion of that is I'd like to tell you what our show is about today. I want to tell you about something really, really special, and I want to ask you this question. Are you ready to invest in the best investment of all times? Again, are you ready to invest in the best investment of all time? If you are, give us a call. Again, that number is area code 3-2-7-3-2-4-5-7-3-0. Again, that phone number is 347-324-5730. You've got to join us. We got some good information we'd like to share with you today. So again, jump in, enjoy yourself, and here we go. I see my co-host is on. Can't wait to talk to her. Good morning, Lady Kathy. Good morning. Are you ready for the big investment message today?
Oh, yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And you're absolutely correct. Las Vegas is so beautiful this morning. It's sunshine, nice weather. I can appreciate it because I left and it wasn't, and then I'm back, and I said, yes, I can't wait to get home to my warm weather from Michigan. So it is a pleasure to be in the warmer climate this week.
Well, we're going to talk about it today. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to talk about today, are you ready to invest in the best investment of all times? Something that is an investment that has a quick return. And we want to explain to you what that means, but you got to jump in. You got to come join us and find out what we're talking about here on First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. Again, you can call us at area code 347-324-5730, and we're getting ready to jump in. Well, the investment that I'm talking about is you. You, me, Lady Kathy, we're the best investment that you could possibly put your money on, and you're guaranteed to get back not only a quick return, but a return that will last you a lot longer than the momentary satisfaction you have for a few minutes. What do you think of that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Anytime you invest in yourself, you're definitely going to get a quick return because your body responds to you paying some attention, you giving it the things that it needs and the things that it's been screaming about. And we often talk about this on our show, and that is, as women, we tend to ignore the little voices in our head that's saying, hey, I need some attention. I need you to notice me. I need you to pay attention to what's going on within me. And so when we do that, our body responds in kind, and the return is immediate.
Exactly. And not only is it immediate, it causes longevity. It's something that's going to take care of you in the future, take care of you all the way around. So it's something that we want to pay really good attention to, and the best thing to pay attention to is yourself. What we have
that's
the tendency to do is we always talk about it on here, and it's just a reminder. It's not just something we're saying just to beat you over your head with it. It's amazing because we do investment in business, and we check on our investments, and we check on our bank accounts, and we check on, you know, you just check, do a checklist on things. You pay your bills. But the thing is we don't do is we don't schedule ourselves in and put an investment. And when I say that, it's not just money. I mean, that's really, really nice, though. Let's be real. But I'm saying investing in ourselves. Lady Kathy, I'm putting out a formal invitation to you even now that tomorrow, sometimes before Easter, I want to take you out to celebrate you for Easter, celebrate you as a woman. Just take you, and if we don't do anything but go to Tivoli and sit down and have tea just for a few minutes. Those are the things I'm talking about. So where we are right now is I'm sitting in this spot, and I am getting ready to invest into Lady Kathy. She can tell me whether or not she wants the investment. We can, you know, go and spend that time together just having a cup of tea, walking around and looking at, yes, walking around. Oh, me too. That's my spot.
Yes.
Okay, we got to explain that to you. Here in Vegas, Vegas is the only city you can live in that you can be in Rome. You can be in Paris. You can be on the Champs-Élysées and never leave out of the same state, Las Vegas, and the state of Nevada and the city of Las Vegas. Yeah, New York.
Yes.
So Tivoli here in Las Vegas is an area that looks, Italy is my love. And I love to go there because the cobblestone roads and the coffee houses. And not only that, they're going to have the market there over on Saturday morning. But the bottom line being, there's no place else you can go and invest in each other and get such a quick return, if nothing else, rejuvenation. I know that Sunday is going to be a big day for her. She'll be serving again. So I want to challenge you right now to meet me Saturday morning, 10 a.m. at Tivoli's, and we are actually going to be able to go and spend some time, and I am going to invest in the best investment that I possibly could, you. How about that?
Oh, thank you, sister. I accept the invitation.
All righty. Well, it's on. So that's what we're talking about today, everybody. I want you to know that we are actually talking about the biggest, the best investment we can all make of all times, and that would be into each other. And into yourself. If we don't invest in ourselves, guess what? It's going to start. There's going to be a lack. So, you know, as regular, I'm always checking in with you to check on yourself. And my real thought pattern today is, like I said, we check on our bank accounts. We invest in businesses. We invest in our jobs. We invest in our children. But can we stop for a moment and invest in ourselves? Today's going to be quite a short show, and it's only going to be, we're going to talk about actually, we have Easter coming up. And so I'd like for you to kind of talk about that, because I'm sure you have something going on at your church, so we can do a little bit of advertising before we get going. And then we'll get back into our investment of investing, choosing, choices, returns, and the promise. Go ahead.
Actually, at our church, and I know a lot of other churches do this now, we call it Resurrection Sunday. And that's because the whole premise of Easter is that Christ died on Good Friday, which is today, and rose 3 days later, which they say is Sunday. But we know Friday to Sunday is not 3 days, so we
right.
And also Easter is representing the bunny rabbit, and we know bunnies don't lay eggs, but we we observe the day of the resurrection of Christ. So we call it Resurrection Sunday, and that's the world system. And so what we normally do is that, you know, coming up, we used to have our little Easter frocks on as children, and then we have our Easter speeches that we would give and hunt for eggs and all that stuff. Well, we've gotten away from that. But because we have a lot of young people in our church who are accustomed to that and used to that, we do give them out Easter. We give them out bags. We give them baskets for Easter that have some goodies in it so that they won't feel left out. And and Pastor Tony usually preaches the greatest Resurrection Sunday message of all time every year. So I'm looking forward to that. And the one other big thing that always happens on Resurrection Sunday is that the church is packed out. Why? I do not know. But our twice a year church members come. Easter and Mother's Day church members come. And so they'll be there on Sunday with their nice frocks on and, you know, their nice garments that they spent too much money on to represent. So it should be pretty interesting. And we'll just represent the resurrection of Christ. So it's going to be fun and exciting. I'm always excited about being able to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who rose, died and rose for us so that we may have the right to eternal life. So that's always a blessing. And I've heard a lot of Easter Sunday messages, if you will, and every last one of them are touching. You know, they're moving because it always takes you back to what he had to go through in order to get to that day to be able to die for us so that we can have a right to to eternal life. And so it doesn't matter who's preaching it, just the memory of bringing that back every year is touching and moving because it makes you consider where you are in your life and how you take that for granted. So
exactly.
It'll definitely be a moving message.
Can't wait to hear that, as a matter of fact. Again, just so that you know, the title of our show today is Are You Ready to Invest in the Best Investment of All Time? Great Returns. And one of the things that we talked about is investing, choosing, choices, return, and the promise. And the one thing about that is when you take the time to choose your investment wisely, even if you're talking about the stock market, that's up and down. But you choose wisely and you watch over it. You look daily to make sure that your investment is doing what it's supposed to do. Why wouldn't we do the same thing with ourselves? So in saying that, investing, I put out of a challenge to Lady Kathy, and she accepted. So that was the choice, the choosing, and then we went to the choice. The return will be when she shows up, and the promise will be the end of the day that we spend together. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take a lot of money. But the bottom line being is what we want to know, let you know, is that you are our best investment. You are our best investment. And if we take that and hold it close and remind each other of that, the best thing we can do for each other is to spend time, all the time that we can, to reinvest in ourselves. And that's basically what our premise of talking about this is today. So I say to each and every one of you, because we were going to do a short show today because this is a time for challenge. It's resurrection, of course. So why not rise to the occasion? And before you take care of the family and everybody on Sunday, take a moment and take care of yourself. Why don't you speak to that, Lady Kathy? What are your plans to take care of yourself? I've already taken care of one.
You did. I see that you're taking advantage of the new neighborhood.
Oh, my goodness. No, but I go there all the time. That's like my I can walk to that. You know what I mean? But, yes, that's my – I always take that time. Yeah.
My husband and I go over there. We go shop. We go eat. I love old Charlie's is over there. And we have a wonderful time just walking around. That atmosphere over there, because we watched it being built for a lot of years. And so we can't wait till it gets finished. Because we used to live over in that area, and that high rise across the street is his dream. That is his vision. He wants to buy one of those condos, and so we often went over there. And I think he'll be there on Saturday morning playing golf right down the street next door to Tivoli Village. So it's very convenient.
Okay.
He told me this morning. But the thing is, when we take the time that we need for ourselves, we can give out more to other people. We can do that from an area of being not of a deficit, but operating out of our overflow until we pour back into ourselves, because no one can pour into us the way, first of all, God can, and the secondly, the way we can. And when we don't take the time that we need for our bodies, it screams, it hollers, it cries, hey. And then you start to go through a lot of different emotions. And, for instance, depression is a big one. Anybody that I know that they have internalized their anger and they start, you know, operating from the inside out, instead of getting the things that they need externally to fill them back up internally. And you can't operate from
a deficit.
But a
lot of times, too. Yeah, and a lot of times the part that you have always been training is the healthy side of it. You know, if your health is off, or you're, you know, I was dealing with a situation with my brother for the last 3 days, and I actually went to the health food store, and I was able to acquire some things that were healthy to kind of sustain him and put him into the right place. So also, if your health is out of balance, again, here we go, the best investment is yourself, your own physical, your own mental. If we don't do that, then yes, you go into depression. You do. You have these turnarounds. You have these pitfalls. And but when you have a pitfall, don't take it as a negative. That's a check on yourself. Take the time to go and see what you're feeling. One of the things that I do, and Lady Kathy can vouch for it, is when things are off, I'll shut everything down and I'll wait for my answer. And that's something that I learned to do, but now every one of us have to learn how to do that. If you feel off, if you are not investing in yourself, the best investment, you, what would the world be like if you're not here, Lady Kathy? It won't be good because of what you bring to the table. If I'm not here, and audience, if you're not here, you're here for a reason. You bring a lot to the table. So I'm saying to you, invest in you that we can get out of you. And we can put into you the things that you need. One of the things that we do is there's a give and there's a take. If you're in a situation where you have all take, get out of the situation.
Absolutely.
But at all costs, get out of the situation. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to call us, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Go ahead, Lady Kathy. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no problem. You know, when I went to Michigan, I guess I've acquired a name for myself, whether I want to or not. I just am what I am. And so when I went to Michigan, I had a whole congregation. I went for my brother's birthday party, his 50th birthday party, as you know. But at the birthday party, it turned into a health fest because everybody came to my table for answers to their problems and their issues that they're having with their body. And people were pulling out pens and pads and notepads. I spent so much time at the health food stores while I was there. You know, different people would come by and say, hey, I need you to go with me, show me what to get. And and I went to sleep one night, and I just cried. I went to bed one night, I'm sorry. And I just cried because I realized that you guys have been saying this to me, and especially Jerusha. That is a gift. You need to hone that gift. And I don't get to go to Michigan much, which is where all my relatives are. And my aunt, who's next to my mother, she's having all these issues. I looked at one day, and she was standing on the doorstep of my brother's house with her husband saying, hey, what do I need to get? Now, these people are up at their 70-something, you know what I mean? And so she spent like 4 hours going over what she needs for her specific ailment, as well as her husband. But I felt like I'm so not worthy of this, and my elderly relatives are looking up to me saying, give me answers to my health problems, and it's like, God, you gave this to me. This is my passion. Of course, I love it, but I didn't realize the magnitude of it until I went to Michigan around people who are not around me but heard about me and sought me out for advice. Now, I'm not a doctor, as you know. I work in the healthcare field, but I don't have the credentials of a doctor. I'm more, you know, I'm in the natural realm of it. But this is just such an awesome thing to be able to give that back to people and then to watch them turn around. As you said, you got some things for your brother. And my brother, we lived in the store, as we do every time I go, and he bought everything I suggested. I thought, this is expensive. He didn't even ask about the price, what I need for this, what I need for that, what I need for this. You know, and it's such a blessing to be able to pour into someone's life the things that they need and to, you know, assist them in coming off of the pharmaceuticals. I'm not a doctor.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump on you on one thing.
No,
you know,
that.
I look at a lot of people that have actually gone to college. They've done the 4 years, and they never use that degree. I know even for my degree that I have, it was not for me. It was for someone else. So I use it, but I don't really use it to the degree that I would as employment. I'm going to say to you right now, because I was thinking this, so now you put it out there. We have exactly 6 minutes, and I'm going to say it to you. You are going to school right now. And that's a good thing. Education is amazing. Mm-hmm. But why are you bypassing your biggest gift? You keep giving, you keep putting it in, like we just said, you're investing in so many areas. But your best, and I mean, just easy to do. The things that are easy are the things that we have the tendency to look over. If we got to work hard for us, some people are not into working hard. But like I can speak for yourself and for me, we're so busy working hard for different things that we are missing the point on what the gift is and how easy the gift. God said his burdens are not heavy, they're light. And yet,
right.
the thing that is the easiest to do or the thing that naturally comes very natural, you step over it.
Yeah.
So my challenge
yeah.
to you outside of, you already answered one, my challenge to you is you have the information, you also have everything it takes to go and get your license to do holistic that will bless you in so many ways. So I'm going to throw it out there in front of the audience, in front of everybody. When are you going to do the gift that has made room for you and it's easy to do for you? So, audience, I'm not going to even wait for her answer. We're going to get that on Friday when we come in Monday. Monday. We'll talk to you about that on Monday. We don't even want to hear it until Monday. So you prepare. What?
You're absolutely on the right path. I said this to my husband yesterday. Now, I am going to school for something kind of different, but it will all be intertwined into that. But I just told him yesterday, I said, we need to really focus on, because my husband is also as gifted as I am.
Oh, I know.
And I told him, I said, we really need to focus on getting these credentials for this, you know, for the health field, the healthcare field. And yesterday we had a conversation and he agreed. So I don't have too much longer to go. I graduated in August and, but it will all be in the 20. Thank you, sister, because it's the same thing I said yesterday. You know, as you speak, it's from the oracles of God, whether I like it or not. But I receive it in Jesus' name.
Okay. So guess what? On Monday, you're going to bring us back a report. So Monday's show, we're getting ready to close out. I'm not giving her no more room. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, lessons learned. Again, I'm going to repeat that. First Ladies Blog Talk. Lessons learned. And the show on Monday, thank you for joining us on Friday, but on Monday, I'm not even going to talk. Lady Kathy, you're going to go in and you're going to write up the episode. And you are going to run the show on Monday, and your reply is what we will wait for with bated breath. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio.
I love you so much.
I'd like for you to actually join us every single Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. You can call, you can get be with us from 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. I'd like to thank you for joining us. Have an amazing day. And Lady Kathy, we look forward to seeing you then. I am closing out the show. There's nothing else to talk about. So you have a great day. And I'll talk to you later. Matter of fact, I'll talk to you over the weekend.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Sis, have a good-